The 8 o'clock news now from Vivian Traynor.
Gardaí say they are seriously concerned about the increase in arson attacks on properties linked to accommodating people seeking international protection and about the potential for a copycat effect. Three properties in Dublin, Longford and Tipperary have been attacked and set on fire so far this month. 15 properties were targeted in the last year, a number of which were never intended to be used for asylum seekers. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, says she's confident the perpetrators will be brought to justice, but so far, no arrests have been made. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Arson attacks on buildings linked to international protection accommodation have been going on for the past 6 years, but escalated in the last few weeks.
There have been three in the last 2 weeks in Dublin, Tipperary and Longford, 15 since January of last year, all over the country.
Gardaí say they believe the attacks are not centrally orchestrated or organised, but carried out separately by disgruntled individuals and groups of local people. No arrests have been made in relation to these arson attacks, and no one has been prosecuted in relation to any anti-immigrant arson attack over the past 6 years. However, Gardaí say over 50 people were arrested last year in relation to suspected illegal activity at anti-migrant protests in Dublin alone, and that prosecution files in respect of a number of incidents are at either an advanced stage of preparation or have been submitted to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. They also say that while the majority of public protests are peaceful, they are aware that people attending are being used by a small minority with extreme and potentially criminal and dangerous intent to spread disinformation and fake news.
A controlled explosion has been carried out after a man died in a blast at a homeless hostel in Dublin yesterday. The Defence Forces Explosive Ordnance Disposal experts carried out the operation at the premises in Little Britain Street last night. The Garda investigation into the cause of the explosion is continuing. Samantha Librari reports.
Just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, emergency services were called to the DePaul Homeless Hostel in Little Britain Street in Dublin's north inner city following an explosion inside the premises. A man in his 30s died, but the 73 other residents were not injured and were taken to alternative accommodation for the night. DePaul, who run the hostel, said the explosion had been confined to one room and described it as an isolated incident. Late last night, the Defence Forces Explosives Ordnance Disposal experts were called to the scene and carried out post-blast analysis and clearance, including a controlled explosion. The operation finished in the early hours of this morning. A Garda technical examination of the scene was also carried out, and both operations will form part of their investigation into the cause of the blast. Samantha Librari, RTE News, Dublin.
The Biden administration has strongly criticised the Israeli Prime Minister's rejection of the creation of a Palestinian state. In defiance of US foreign policy, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel needed security control over the entire territory west of the Jordan River for the foreseeable future. He accepted this clashed with the principle of Palestinian sovereignty. Meanwhile, Israel has said its troops have reached the southernmost area of Khan Yunis as they expand their operations in the Gaza Strip's second biggest city. The military said dozens of fighters from Hamas had been killed in close quarter combat. Armed groups also reported clashes in the area, while health officials said 172 people had been killed across Gaza. The Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris has said he will introduce new legislation to address the political deadlock after the latest deadline to restore Stormont passed. Mr. Heaton-Harris said his legislation will also support Northern Ireland's departments to manage the challenges they face in stabilising public services and finances. The Stormont Assembly has been collapsed for almost 2 years, while the DUP refuses to participate until unionist concerns over post-Brexit trading arrangements have been addressed by the UK government. North Korea says it has carried out a test of its underwater nuclear weapons system in response to drills by the US, South Korea and Japan this week. State media reported that the test of its supposedly nuclear-armed underwater drones took place off its east coast. South Korea has yet to respond to the latest incident. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A Cold and frosty morning with icy stretches, becoming generally dry and sunny though as any remaining showers in Ulster die out, turning cloudier from the west later in the afternoon and evening with southwesterly winds increasing moderate to fresh, quite cold with highest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees.